Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Did you say Kyle Tucker?
You want to use that money, spend it on Kyle Tucker?
Number one.
What was your biggest takeaway from Cubs president Jed Hoyer's press conference?
Okay. Number one, we're going to get into this today because I have the understanding of the option on Shota Imanaga's option. And did it sound silly? Good, because it kind of is. It's a very weird contract clause, so I have info, so I'll get into that later in the show. I figured that was worth bringing up because it was mentioned by Megan Montemurro. Number two, I did not hear intelligence spending, but what I did hear was somebody who defends his offense when we know what we saw. And at the end of the day, it wasn't enough to feel good going into the playoffs, and it wasn't enough to feel good when they were in the playoffs. Did they get the job done? Yes. Did they go to 5 games against the Brewers? Yes. But those Brewers had enough hitting and scoring run production, and they did it in concert. It was more consistent, which is a word Jed Hoyer used a lot. Also, it's not breaking news that the trade deadline has become less active and that the offseason has become a more pivotal time to sign and acquire talent. The better question becomes, what are you going to do about it? The good news is, he said 90 wins was the floor. Should sure be the floor. You can't lean on the division. The Brewers are too good. And even when you think you've got a down year for them coming, you still need to do better.
Here's what I heard. Even though he'll have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to figure it out, and we'll have to wait until apparently the GM meetings to understand what that budget is going to look like for the 2026 season. Here's one thing I understand.
Right.
By virtue of what he told us in this press conference, he's going to be spending much more money on the front end and not hoping and wishing at the trade deadline, because he had zero regrets, whatever you want to call them,
regrets
about what he decided to do at the deadline in terms of going after starting pitching, saying that it bore out the way things played out, that he did the right thing by not trading for pitching. And so that understanding makes me understand that you have to do all your work before the season starts, aka free agency.
You know what I hear? This better be Jed season. You hear me? That's what this has got to be if you want to make some hay. And the other part of it is, I don't think he's buying time. I think he probably hasn't had that conversation with Tom Ricketts yet. I do think you need a couple days to just exhale when it comes to your season ending. So I'm good with that. Ian Happ relaxed watching the Bears game.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get him to a better game, guys. We got to get him to a better game than that 6-3 monstrosity last year.
And I'll say this.
Monstrosity.
In terms of, you know, not having that conversation with Tom Ricketts yet, that sentimentality that the reporters were pointing out and the way he was talking about the home crowds at Wrigley and how that added revenue with the 5 home games.
I bought a lot of beer. Did you get any Yingling flights?
People? I hope that the Ricketts were also paying very close attention to that atmosphere. You can have this every year if you play it right. If you spend the money, you can have it every single season.
This could be us, but you're playing.
They didn't play. But you know what? 2026 is not for the play.
And you know what it takes? It takes a commitment. It takes a commitment to have that on the regular. You know? What am I talking about?
Number two.
Should the Cubs be back in on the Alex Bregman sweepstakes?
Yes. I don't care what Jed Hoyer had to say. I want more hits out of my offensive production at third base. And it's okay to let Matt Shaw learn how to be more. That didn't come out right. It's okay to let Matt Shaw mature. That's what I'm trying to say. That was a lot of pressure that they put on their backup plan. And guess what? This plan has come to you again. You now have the option, potentially, of signing Alex Bregman because we hear he might opt out. And I fully expect that the Tigers are going to be in on this too, because They like second chances. Everybody gets a do-over? Well, then do it over and do it right. That would imagine Alex Bregman's offense, not the defense. Imagine the offense at first base and how much that could have helped the Cubs, especially in the months of, say, July, August, October.
Online shopping, right?
Boy, do I.
You know how sometimes you go see something that you actually need, right? And you're like, oh, man, it's on sale. And like you're doing something. It's like, I'm going to come back to this, buy this. I'm good. And then you go away. And when you come back, you still need it. But it's no longer on sale.
You mean yesterday's price is not today's price?
With Alex Bregman, the money that you got outbid for by both the Red Sox and the Tigers, you're going to have to pay more now because he had a good season in Boston. I'm not even saying you have to sign him as a full-time third baseman. You could sign him as a third baseman / DH because I looked up the metrics on defensive runs saved. Do you know who's third in Major League Baseball in 2025 at third base in defensive runs saved?
David Eckstein.
No, not David Eckstein. It's Matt Shaw.
Well,
Matt Shaw, and you heard Jed Hoyer in that press conference talk about how surprised he was that this guy played as well as he did at the hot corner. Well, Shaw could still be your third baseman in a sense, in a way, and you can figure out how to mix things up and have him at DH, because if we're assuming Kyle Tucker's not coming back, Bregman can play some DH as well. There's room there for guys to get things done. And I'll say this, Craig Counsell did not have enough depth hitting-wise on this roster.
To piggyback on what you said during the press conference, Jed Hoyer said, quote, about Matt Shaw, good Cub for a long time.
He did say that for a long time.
Yeah, because his years of control are for a long time. But you know what? When the facts change, I change. Alex Bregman is a fact.
Five on it. Number three.
Going to baseball. Were you hate watching the Brewers last night?
Yes, I was. But was I watching the Bulls game mostly? Also, yes. Why? And then I'm like, why is Jokic in this game in the third quarter? It's the preseason. I thought he hated basketball.
Did you see his dunk late? That's when I knew the game was over.
But like, only
he dunked the basketball last night.
Only this show. Only this show is intently watching Bulls and Nuggets preseason.
Now, to be fair, I was.
It's 100% just us.
I was at old Mickey Mouse and them's, and I was.
And why? Why are we like this? Why do I care about Jokic's minutes in a preseason game?
Because you're trying to figure out whether or not Jokic is still as good as he's always been. And no, the answer is yes.
It is, but I'm like, did you really need these minutes in this preseason game?
There's only one preseason game left for everybody else. It ends this week. Regular season starts on Tuesday.
The Bulls play
a week from today. They host Robbie's fake team. It should be a good time.
What's his fake team?
What's my fake team?
The Pistons, because he's a giddy guy
now. What's your team? Tell us your teams.
Okay.
No,
the
not
Detroit
the deep...
Pistons. This is going to shock the whole... I'm a Detroit fan, if people don't know. My favorite team of all time is the Detroit Pistons, but the Chicago Bulls are slowly gaining my heart.
You are in love with Giddy.
I'm 25 points yesterday, 30 minutes, you 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
You want to wish him a happy
belated?
The fact that he knows his stats, Layla, does that not tell the story from the preseason? Stats.
Robbie was bragging about the heart that Josh Giddey showed in the preseason game yesterday.
I watched the tape because these eyes know the ball, and yeah, Josh Giddey, heart.
Is Giddey better than Cade Cunningham?
Birthday.
No, no one's better than Cade Cunningham.
Oh, see, okay. So we got to the truth.
He's number two. It's 1A, 1B.
Nobody was happier than when Giddey extended here than you.
I agree. I think Josh Giddey is a good basketball player. I need the entire city to understand that.
Why were we all watching the preseason game last night?
I was at work watching both games because that's what I do when I have to do a local sports cast later on in the evening.
I didn't have a reason.
I
just was like, hey, Bulls are on.
So to tie this all together, I was actively hate watching the Brewers who are losing to the Dodgers. I was watching it with such glee that during a commercial break, I stepped out to get a bottle of wine when I saw the text message exchange between Marshall and Robbie, where Robbie was already all over this game because of Giddey. So then I said, okay, now I'm going to have to join in the party. And I flipped over to watch these Bulls.
Okay, I was watching more with curiosity as I saw Yoshinobu Yamamoto throw a complete game
and strike out seven
and hold the Brewers to three hits, which just goes
back to
I don't care what you saw against the Brewers and thinking you're so close, you're so close. You're not close to what matters. And the Dodgers are what matters. Mm-hmm. And they are up 2-0, and their relievers have pitched a total of one inning through two games.
So the point is, the Dodgers are inevitable. You still don't have enough to beat the Dodgers. You can talk about the team up north all you want, and they can fly their little L and whatever else. You still got to play the big boys. Guess what? I picked Seattle and the Dodgers to go to the World Series. Have I been wrong yet? No. Is that the point? No. Was I hate watching? Somewhat. But I'd rather watch preseason basketball.
Another preseason basketball observation. Patrick Williams is bad. I hate watching him play. Man. He's just really bad.
Hey,
this is the year.
Wait,
this is the year for
hold
Pat.
On. We have some breaking news, by the way.
Oh.
If you're into preseason basketball, and if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance you are.
Give him the read. This is important. This is important.
Yeah, I'm only going to give him the read if you deliver the news.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Go ahead.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
According to
it's memorable.
According to Shams Charania, Bulls West has made an addition to their roster. 9-time NBA All-Star and former MVP Russell Westbrook has agreed on a deal to sign with the Sacramento Kings.
There's not enough ball.
The 2017 league MVP enters his 18th NBA season.
What?
You know what this is? This is punishment for that other random. Do you remember the overtime game where Russ proceeds to miss the bunny at the rim and then fouls the 3-point shooter against the Timberwolves and the Nuggets lost? And I thought to myself, that's going to come back on him. He's been sent to Sacramento. There's seriously not enough ball on that team for everybody. You realize
Malik
that, right?
Malik Monk, Dennis Schroeder,
Zach LaVine,
DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, there's guys who need the ball in their hands.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Number four.
But why was Jokic playing in the third?
I told you. He needs to conditioning like everybody else.
He's fine.
We've got a couple of good football questions. Let's get them in. Fill in the blank. The Bears will extend their win streak to blank games. What's your number?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Five on it.
Five on it. Wow.
Joe Flacco is playing quarterback for the Browns. I don't know what's happening to the Ravens.
You mean the Bengals. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was with the Browns. I meant the Bengals. You know what I mean. They're after the Ravens on the schedule. And if there's one thing the Ravens have taught me this year, it's that, unfortunately, and this is outside of Roquan per se, expensive defenses get old and slow really quickly.
Wait. So you got to be in the Ravens and the Bengals?
Uh-huh.
That's six.
Was that six?
See how you're doing the thing you don't want the Bears to do, which is overlook this week's game?
Oh, the Saints.
So you got them at six.
You got six on it.
I have a family wedding this weekend, so it's throwing me off.
You have picked six is what you have done.
All right, fine.
With Mully and Hawk.
I have picked six. Is it delusional sounding? Yes. But you know what? It's not the most delusional thing I've said, so I'm good with it.
And if you pick six, why not pick seven? It's the Giants at home after that.
Stats. Also, your boy Cam Scataboo seems to be on a roll.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
It may be a hoagie roll, but it's a roll.
My number is four, by the way. My number is four.
It's a lot more reasonable.
Beat the Saints. Lamar is going to be back. They're off a bye. The Ravens will be.
I'm really looking forward to that Ravens game.
And so, because they're off the bye, I just... 1-6. It's hard for me to envision the Ravens at home going 1-6 with Lamar doing things that Jaden Daniels aspires to do one day, if that makes sense.
But it's the team around him that's the concern.
I get it.
This is a breakdown of weird proportions.
It could be a shootout. And if Lamar doesn't come back, well, then put seven on it. If Lamar doesn't come back, put seven on it. But also, if Lamar's back, it's four.
In an interview, it's like, Layla, were you caught looking ahead? Yes. Yes, I was.
Literally.
Number five.
In Monday's 24-14 win over the Bills, Falcons running back Bijan Robinson posted a team record 238 scrimmage yards, highlighted by a career-long 81-yard touchdown run. After the game, Atlanta coach Raheem Morris said this about Robinson.
I've said it numerous amounts of time, but he's the best player in football. We revolve around seven. Everything goes around seven. And it's the selfless acts that within seven that makes us the best that we can possibly be. And he does that every single week.
That's Atlanta coach Raheem Morris. Who do you think is currently the best player in football?
Well, I do like his name. Raheem is close to Raheemy. I don't think he's the best player in football, but I think he can be. I did prove the obvious, though, which is good things happen when teams can run the ball. Like Eagles last year, ring a bell. I think Saquon's still probably the better running back. So I guess by that alone, Bijan Robinson isn't the best. But I think it's probably Josh Allen right now still, isn't it?
Nah.
Even after the loss to the Falcons? Nah. You don't think so?
No. Listen, I'm going to get killed for this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
All right. Well, I said the Bears are winning six in a row, so.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
You can still say that.
You're not
going
to get killed for that. That's the correct answer.
I think it's a very easy and correct answer. It's Patrick Mahomes, and I'm telling you, Rasheed
Rice
coming back.
I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Why would you think I was going to say
Super
that?
Super Bowl.
Guess who's playing on Thursday night?
Oh, I have a 500 question related to that that we'll do on Thursday. I'm taking one of our spots for Thursday related to that particular game.
I like it.
But no, it's Patrick Mahomes because did you see what he did to the Detroit Lions? Hey, Robbie, did you see what he did to the Detroit Lions Sunday?
I mean, that's why I think he's the best player in the world. He absolutely carved up our defense.
Carved them up. He was like, oh, Jared Goff.
Old ass Travis Kelce is killing us.
Jared Goff, you lead the league in touchdown passes, but watch this.
Reports of their demise were greatly exaggerated.
Here they come.
And we did the same thing last year. Don't you remember the song and dance?
And they made it to the Super Bowl, right?
I still think Josh Allen's really good. Like, he could repeat his MVP in theory.
Layla, who's my team? And you, no. No.
The Bills are your team.
Yeah.
When it's not the Steelers.
Josh Allen. The Steelers are not my team. I respect Mike Tomlin, and I respect Aaron Rodgers' resume, and the two of them together, why would they not have a 2.5-game lead on the rest of the freaking AFC North?
I respect Mike Tomlin. I just don't talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
That's how that works for me.
All right.
Coming up next, you know who we should discuss this with?
Who's that?
Mike Florio.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Friendly reminder, Cubs calls after him.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.